Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and it's just a few days before Christmas, and it's a few days. Actually, we are going through this amazing solstice, and we're moving within ourselves, and we're moving into a space of complete awareness. And this week, I am so excited to welcome an amazing intuitive. She is an author. She wrote a book called Journey to the Light. It's a meditation for the soul, which I absolutely love because this is what the whole truth is of anything in life, is if we're not connecting with our soul, then we're not connecting with our spirit. And how can we really be connected to ourself, and ourself being on every level, mind, body, and spirit. She's a teacher of yoga and meditation. Hey, I almost called it a new name. I almost said yogatation. I'm thinking maybe that should be a name. That's kind of cute. Her name is Beth Lynch. Her website is BethLynch.com, and that's a -Lynch.com. You can get that on our website if you're interested, and also if you go to KimmyRose.com, get more information. I will be sending that out to, if you're on Facebook or you're on any of the other sites, you will be hearing, I'm going to be sending it out, so you can just click on it and go there. She's just an amazing person, and today we're going to be talking about the most important thing, and that is the connection that we have to our soul, to our spirit, and how do we stay connected? Now, here's the neat thing. She's an amazing intuitive, which means she can also answer your questions. So you can call in if you have a question, 888-815-9756. Before I get started and bring Beth on the show, I wanted to share with everyone that I'm very, very excited to be going to Colorado. I will be in Fort Collins. So if you are in the Colorado area, I'm going to be there on January 29th. And I'm so excited. I'm going to be at Greg Braden, he's going to be doing with Bella Sparks Productions. He's going to be doing a talk on the 30th. He's going to be giving a workshop. And then on the 31st, I am going to be giving a workshop. If you're wanting to connect with the other side, you'll be able to come in. And I'm going to be teaching a little bit about intuition, giving some messages from beyond. And that's all in Fort Collins, Colorado. So I'm real excited to go out there in January. For more information, again, you can go to KimmyRose.com. You can also go to Bella Sparks Productions. With no further ado or waiting, because I know that a lot of people are really excited to hear from her, I'd like to introduce Beth Lynch to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Beth,
great to be here.
Beth, you know, I always have to ask this question. What gave you, you know, we move into awareness. We all have a story, and everyone has a story of what brought them here. Even people that are just starting to tune in and want to know a little bit more about how they can connect with their intuition, it's something brought them here. What brought you here? What brought you to the space that you're in with your teaching and with doing readings? And tell us your story.
It goes back a ways, but I'm going to make it short for you. I think the movie, The Sixth Sense, when I sat in the theater watching that, I literally cried from beginning to end because I think I finally realized that my childhood was normal, and I felt like I wasn't alone. And that movie, and I know many probably remember it. It was a very touching movie about the little boy who could see the faces and, you know, get feelings. I always was as little, as far back I can remember, 5, you know, thinking, why do I know these things, and why do I have to know these things? And, you know, I had this little silent language always going on with someone around me. So I think you fast forward through life and you suppress it because it was scary and it was emotional, and there isn't a sense of an emotional responsibility when you feel things for other people. And, you know, traditional, raising and stuff all come into play. So then basically as I got to be in my early 20s, becoming very sensitive to when people were going to die. And, of course, I affiliated that with something negative or bad. I would get feelings or just a feeling of someone, and then it would happen, or in a dream. So, and my father being the one where the whole week before he passed, I just felt I was going to die, and I felt I was going to go speak to a priest because I felt maybe God was preparing me. And then I actually, he passed away on that Monday morning, and I remember just feeling completely, you know, numb, but I didn't get it. And then my mother was killed in the Amtrak crash in Mobile, Alabama, and at the time of the accident at like 3:17 a.m., I actually was awakened from a dream being told over an intercom she was dead, and I didn't understand it at the time. Of course, I felt, how come, and then I woke up in the morning to proceed to hear it on the news, and, you know, and that's how we found out. And basically through that, being angry at what life was about, and that anger, I you know, always prayed, and I love Greg Braden because that book about prayer that he wrote totally made me understand prayer. And I was always praying in fear or in desperation or, you know, and so that book is an amazing book that he wrote. The name gets me right now. But, and then I just proceeded to go into this self-awareness. I got into yoga. I started learning more about meditation. I was starting to understand my draw toward more Buddhist than Catholicism, but then in that I also began to see the union, you know, and the oneness of so many different religions. And then my curiosity just kept leading me to these places. And then I sat with a medium a year after my mother's crossing. My sister and I both did, and she looked at me and said, you know, you're not using your gifts and abilities, your mother is telling me from the spirit world, and you are meant to sit in my chair and help many. And I looked at her like, oh my God, you know, is she crazy? And then I just proceeded to continue that journey.
Wow.
Of meditation. And I think meditation, and why I'm so passionate about it, and why I even put together that book is because I saw through personal experiences and practice and simplicity that it can be so simple, you know, and we do have time for that daily maintenance or consistency. If we drink water, we have time to do an affirmation in a breath, you know. When we start with the simplicity, it'll happen for us. And then the abilities, the gifts, and the, you know, people just started talking to me, and I started seeing them more, and I, you know, would throw a name at someone, and they'd say, how do you know, you know? And eventually I decided that it wasn't time to be a hairdresser anymore, that it was time to start helping people, like my mom and that lady said. And I just put it out there, and has been doing it for 15 years now.
See, that to me is such an amazing thing, because you felt it inside, and it's something that you just did. And by connecting with breath, what I love about you is we have a very similar path, and I'm very drawn to practice of mindfulness and the breath. And the more we get in touch with that, it's so easy to really feel where we're coming from. And with that, I've looked at your website. I've been really, really reading about you. And I think that the way that you have made manifest in your life is just so amazing, because it has to do with believing in yourself. And believing and being committed to your inner awareness. And so many people that they'll ask me, they'll say, you know, I really, really been told I'm intuitive. I think that, you know, I've got the gift, but I just don't believe it. So I think it, but I don't believe it. And one of the things that I think is so, so amazing is that you moved from into the space of just doing. And I know we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I would love if it would be possible for you to share with people how that they can move beyond the monkey mind, mm-hmm, and connect with that inner light. And I'm looking at all the things that you do, and I'm really impressed. Just so many amazing things. Before we go to a break, how do people get a hold of you, Beth?
You can always visit the website, and again, it's beth-lynch.com, and also you can reach me on phone at 315-521-2588.
And I'll tell you, getting a reading from her is amazing. It's a very close friend of mine who has talked to her, and she said we've got to have her on the show. She's just very, very open, and hopefully we'll be sharing her wisdom with us weekly and being part of our show. So we're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more. We're talking about getting in touch with that inner awareness. We're going to talk more to Beth Lynch. And if you want to call in, the number is 888-815-9756. You're listening to Interviews, and I am Kimberly Rose. Peace. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at kimmyrose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's kimmyrose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to kimmyrose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to kimmyrose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's kimmyrose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Do you want to lose weight? Stop smoking? Connect with your higher self. Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to kimmyrose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at kimmyrose.com. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Welcome back to Interviews. I'm Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to bbsradio.com. The number to call in if you have a question, you'd like to get some guidance, is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And right now, we are very blessed to be joined by medium, intuitive, Beth, the teacher, Avatar, I could call you many names because you serve in so many ways, and the most important thing that you do is you serve humanity and bringing about awareness. And the question that I had for you was, how do you get past what we call the monkey mind that says, okay, people say I'm psychic, they say I'm intuitive. Like you said, somebody sit down and said, this is what you should do, and you did it. How do you get past the doubt?
The doubt, yeah. It's an interesting question, and I think everybody's might be a little personal thing, but I think faith and self-love. I mean, loving yourself and caring about who you are, there will be a natural draw to looking at the intuitive way or the more higher awareness way or more mind conscious way. You know, the words are so out there. And when you love who you are and you're at there's a sense of peace that goes through you. And I think that natural curiosity takes on a life of its own because we can find it in so many different ways, you know, nature, a meditation practice or just, nature to me is so, you know, it's just powerful. And I think if you make the intention that you want it, that it will begin to take on a life of its own. And then make a daily effort and keep consistent with something. You know, something that you love or bringing yourself into a place of happiness every day. And, you know, and then again, there are so many modalities out there, whether it be, you know, a definite meditation practice or getting into yoga or learning, you know, energy therapy or, you know, and then, you know, and I don't care what you're doing, artists, things that are creative, nurture the soul on a natural level. And if you're doing something every day for that, again, it takes on a life of its own.
So I love that.
Your question because it's kind of like, whoa, that's a big question. And for everybody, I think it's very individual.
It is. It is. And when you say, though, when you're talking about nature and it being natural, it is. It's connecting with what's natural, what's within you, and what works. And for so many people, there are different ways. I know for me, the breath, connecting with my breath, breathing, quieting my mind enough down to just listen. And like when you were saying, when you were a child, I remember my mom, we would go camping and she would have to pull me away. And because I'd be playing with imaginary friends, it'd be like, Kim, I think you should really play with some real kids. And yeah, I didn't know the difference. I was having fun. They were fun to play with. I had a good time, and it was okay. So there's nothing wrong with that. But I know what you're saying. And then there's so many people now that I think that we're moving into a space of awareness now. And I just feel like that's what it's about. It's that there's something going on that is really, really opening up. And I think it's an amazing thing to really get into that space and be able to open that up. And you teach classes?
Yes.
And I would love... Now, tell me about your classes. Do you do anything online? Are they classes that people would come to in person? Or
a little bit of both. Actually, the Journey to Light, the Meditation for the Soul manual, it can be done as a six-week correspondence course with me as an intuitive consultant with you, and or you can, the manual itself can be done by yourself. I have meditations on my website that you can actually just, you know, click on it and let the music play and read them, because I'm really a big advocate of conscious meditation, which is, you know, being aware. You don't have to, you know, lay down and get into some deep place, because that's not always possible. And even as a meditator for, 15 years now, I have meditations that I'm off having this very divine experience, and some that I'm, like, very distracted. But I know that the intention itself allowed for something to happen vibrationally for me to make me connect into it. And it doesn't always matter what we know. So when you do conscious meditation, you actually stretch your own mind into its highest potential to go into frequency, because it really comes down to the frequency and the vibration of the body being in tune and being in its natural and powerful rhythm to heal, whether it be a common cold to other things, you know, emotional, mental, physical. So, you know, when I teach class, my main focus is to teach people how to get to that place. And everybody in their own personal place will go to it in different levels. I don't even know if I like the word levels, but it's kind of what the word is to explain what I'm feeling, you know. everyone goes in their own different in way, in their own ascension, and it's natural, and you're never given anything more you can't handle. So, you know, your spirit will always watch out for you if you're talking to it every day, or at least connecting to it through breath, through awareness, through nature. And then, and so in classes, what I do always try to teach is your natural experiences are going to be your biggest teacher. And, you know, I'm sure many other teachers out there just create a space for you to get to that frequency or rhythm. And then it takes a life of, again, on its own. It just kind of, whew. And then you're there as an intuitive to help them understand, you know, the language of the soul speaking to you. You know, if you listen to it, it's very, there's a lot of metaphors, there's a lot of symbolism, analogies, and the details you know. So step out of your details and let the soul speak to you, and then your intuition increases, and your what is my purpose is answered. Your purpose is here. You're here to walk, to go through emotions, to discipline thought, you know, to do all these things. So let, you know that and let the rest reveal to you.
And that's the most important thing, is allowing it. It is discipline. It is the discipline of doing it. And it's not something you have to do for hours and hours.
No.
Right.
And you know what? I feel that first minute of the morning. Like if I open my eyes, sometimes I won't even open my eyes. And I'll do 3 or 4 breaths, set my intention for the day to bless and prosper myself and those around me. And then sometimes add a little more, and sometimes that's just enough to get me going, start my day. So you set the intention, you've allowed your breathing, and you allow it to now take place. And no matter what is out there in the day, you're still in that intention.
I love it. And, you know, I practice CCT, which is the crystalline consciousness technique, and I set my energy field when I wake up. And I'll tell you what, I set my intent, and I intend harmony, I intend peace. I will tell you, if I do not do that, I feel different. I can feel it. I can feel it inside. So it does make a difference. And I would like just to encourage everyone to go over to Beth's website. And it's Beth, and Beth-dash, because I had somebody just send me a message, say, what did you say it was? I said, Beth-dash, like a minus sign, lynch.com. Go there, and you can check out the classes she has, all the, in her book, for sure. Pick up her book, Journey to the Light. It's a meditation for the soul. It's a perfect way to start your journey. We have some people that are waiting to talk to you, Beth. I'm going to bring on the line first, on line 2. We have Luana. I'm going to welcome Luana to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Hi. Great, thank you.
Good, hopefully, right. Hey, first question number one. The book that you were talking about with Greg Braden, is that called Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer?
I believe it is. Remember the mode of prayer being in the title, yes.
Okay. Then,
powerful book.
Because I really feel like I need something, and I got to tell you, I've really been working with Kim on this intention stuff, and I'm like, I don't know what my intention is. I don't know. You know, I want to be a good person. I mean, that's my intention. That's kind of boring. But today, I got to tell you, I'm feeling frustrated because I think there's an internal battle that I have with me and money, and I don't know how to get past this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you guys sense a block with that or not. But I grew up fairly poor. Then I also went into careers where I worked with a lot of rich people who weren't very nice, who were very selfish, conniving. And what I saw was the people... what I saw in my lifetime, I don't want to judge everyone, but what I saw in my lifetime and what I associate is that money comes with lying, cheating, and stealing. That's what I feel right now, and I'm really angry today because I personally have made mistakes personally that have put me in a situation where I'm not happy, and at the same time, I'm just struggling over how to work through that, if that makes any sense to you guys.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And Beth, why don't you go ahead and share your
wisdom. Well, I was jotting down some thought when you were writing, talking, and I don't usually do that, but I was writing, I thought to myself, subconscious, your subconscious is holding the patterns from when you were a child about being poor, and that's all you were worth, and that's all you could, you know, you were deserving of. And, you know, again, I'm never one to say, well, this is what you're thinking, but in the subconscious, you know, those patterns are vibrational, they're energy, and the law of attraction, what you're continuing to do is pull in lower worth experiences and energy experiences. And the thing to remember is money is energy, and it will, what you think about it, feel about it, fear about it, desire about it, is going to bring it to you or not. And I find it's one of the biggest things in readings is there's a lot of, you know, financial, stress out there. But when you treat money as an energy and every day you bless it, you know, when you sit down with your bills and bless that you can pick up that pen and write that check and be grateful. And sometimes because of the subconscious patterns, you're going to go through a little period of time, which I think really a week to 2 weeks is the most. If you really, really apply that money, that, you know, that knowing, all right, this is energy, and I will, you know, if I approach it that way, you're not thinking of it as in the physical form of the dollar bills itself. You know what I mean? And you step out of that old pattern of way of looking at money. There's never enough, or I'm always struggling, or I was poor, or, you know, I don't know, I'm always in awe that when you change your perception, and I remember going through it myself, changing the perception and really staying consistent with it started to change, you know, how I was creating. And being able, you know, and I felt clearly what to tell you is I embrace my divine potential, and I create from this potential. It was an affirmation that would be really good for you, Luana. You know, because you may be getting to your potential, but your human level of potential is, you know, maybe okay, but your divine level of potential exceeds anything you can probably imagine.
True.
And if you embrace that divine potential every day, it's going to start with, you know, as the law of attraction will draw it, you'll be drawing it to you. You know, and have it little, you know, quickie in your mind, you know, the divine potential, as soon as you start maybe putting yourself down or, you know, and embrace the anger you're having. Maybe today, you know, or as we're sitting here, just take that anger, give it a color right now. What color comes to your mind?
Red.
Uh-huh, root chakra. Love the chakras. They'll always talk. And, you know, root chakra is your survival. It is your security area. It's a lot of structure, a lot of your family tribal beliefs are in there, that foundation. So when you take that red in all of its simplicity, create a few balloons right now in your mind's eye and, you know, hang on, take a few deep breaths, fill those balloons with that energy and let them go. And use that technique maybe just over the next, you know, few minutes to the whole next few days and put the energy in those balloons. Your energy system doesn't care if it's as simple as a balloon or if it's as technical as maybe a deep hypnosis. You know, it will respond. But that's where your energy, your patterns are, you know, that's where that's like that glue. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You're stuck in there, and those old ways of doing it, you're now in new energy. You know, embrace the divine potential. That's your new energy. Not new, but for lack of a better word. And I embrace my divine potential and let it start working. Opportunities start coming. You know, that's how I'm sitting here on the show right now. I was embracing my divine potential and divine opportunities to create and reach, you know, the world. I no longer limit it to just, you know, who call upon me. I'm, you know, I put that out there, and I have seen amazing things happening in my opportunities in the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, for lack of a better word. But the daily practice, you know, every day give that affirmation energy, you know.
Does that make sense, Luana?
It does, yeah. It does. It's just, I can't believe I lost a job a long time ago, and I stepped away from work for other people completely, and I've been on a totally different journey for a while, living on my savings, and my life has been so much better and so much more clear, and I've moved into such a wonderful place. But but I realize that I feel angry today, mm-hmm. in a way. And I'm angry at myself. I'm angry that I trusted and this isn't working. Because I really feel like I've trusted a lot. I've really put it out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the anger that's going to be carrying that frequency that's going to keep drawing. We want it to work.
But today's the first day in 2 years that I can say I feel angry.
Well, I think the anger could be a blessing. You know, maybe it is a blessing.
Maybe it's my purging, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Because if you can get through the anger, then there's you're freeing yourself. It's like, and then under anger, you know, is fear, and then releasing fear too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so
you allow
the layers to peel. You know, and you are. And today could be the biggest day of transformation for you. Where tomorrow you'll be saying, you know what, I'm so glad I embraced that anger. I also gave it permission to leave my energy. I am no longer choosing to sit in it. You know, we have to feel it. We have to allow. I used to feel I was never angry until, you know,
right. One
day I had to really look in the mirror and say, God, I was angry. Hey, it's okay. Felt kind of liberating to say, you know, but, you know, and hopefully, I mean, and again, in the simplicity of the balloons, it honestly... You know, bless your anger and
set it free. Is that what you're saying? Put the anger in the balloon and watch it float away.
Mm-hmm. The energy of the anger, all of it, past, present, and future. Because if you had it in the past and in the present, and who hasn't? But you don't want to create into the future your anger because the magnetics pull towards you, and you're creating that future, and you can be free of whatever this anger is that has been in your way. You know what I mean? In the fight, in the energy of money. Money is energy. What you think and feel about it will draw it to you, bring it to you, pull it away, hold it still.
I think what bothers me the most is that what I have done affects other people. And that bothers me.
That's not your responsibility.
Mm-hmm. I know. But
and
that's
the
heart.
Thing is, and I wanted to just share, Beth, that I did a CCT, which the crystalline consciousness technique, it connects you directly to your creator. And what happens is we did a session on Saturday. It lifts up and out distorted patterns that block you from manifesting that which you wish to manifest. So it does not surprise me that you feel this way today. It does not surprise me that you didn't feel that way even after we did it, because it starts doing it. So what you need to do is you need to allow yourself to release. Mm-hmm. Instead of pushing and suppressing, just let it lift up and out. And you should know that more than anyone, Luana, for the reason that you've seen me go through that. And it's you know, and it does it. I'm the same way. It's, you know, I'm an Aquarius. I like everything to be nice and everybody to get along. And and it's just I had to let myself, you know, express. And so it's really important that you do that. And so as crazy as it may seem, it's important for you to allow yourself to go through that. And when you go through it, what you're going to see is that anything that's been distorted in the past, it clears. Mm-hmm. So, you know, let yourself do it. Even if you have to scream, scream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But know that when you're screaming, you're using your breath.
Right.
So.
Maybe let your inner child play a little. Go buy some red balloons, blow them up, and set some free.
That's a wonderful idea. I actually like that much
I
better.
Told a mother that today for her child, who she said was angry, and I said, well, he's angry because he's what you've been going through, he's picking up on, it sounds like. So why don't you go buy some red, it wasn't red for her, but go buy some balloons and tell him to put his meanies in those balloons and set him free.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay?
Makes sense.
Yeah. All right. And have a good day. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, we have Deborah on the line, and we also have an email for you and a question for you, Beth, and more with Beth Lynch. You're listening to Interviews with Kimberly Rose on BBS.
Do you need
Radio.
To do shopping and just don't have time to go out? Or you don't have a metaphysical store in your area? Log on to LiteTheWay.com. That's LiteTheWay.com and do your shopping there.
Okay,
we have my books, my hypnosis CDs,
everything's going well. We've
incense,
got about
pendulums,
1 minute,
and
okay?
Some of the greatest classes that you could take online to change your entire mind, body, and spirit to get back into balance. All available for you to shop from ease right on your computer. We're currently running a special 20% off all items on our web store. And if there's an item you can't find, we can find it for you. Send us an email or call us at 734-854-1514. That's lightheway.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. The number to call in, 888-815-9756. And if you'd like to call to get a hold of me, you can call me at 734-854-1514 after the show. Also, go over to KimmyRose.com. I have a really cool, if I could say cool, meditation that actually is all about intention. And the cost is a donation of $4. And it will help you start out your new year. And it is energized with CCT, which if you want to check out more about CCT, you can go to the Crystalline Consciousness Technique, crystallineconsciousnesstechnique.com. I want to welcome back to the show Beth Lynch. She is an intuitive. She's a medium. And she's a student and teacher of yoga and meditation. She's also the author of Journey to the Light, a meditation for the soul. For more information and how to get a hold of her, you can go to BethLynch.com. And Beth, I've got a question from someone. This is a somebody I know, actually. The birth. Do you want a question, or do you want to do birthdays, or how do you?
No, I mean, she could pose a question to me, or, you know, if she just, you know, I mean, I guess that's okay. The way I would do it on the phone, you know, if she wants. A lot of people just call me, and I just usually just start talking, but, you know, if this is, you know, obviously a more time-based thing, she might want to put the question out and just let me go from there.
Okay, well, this person's question is that they're going through relationship issues, recently filed for a divorce. It's a male, and having a lot of problems, a lot of issues around wondering why their spouse has been going through shifts. They feel like they don't know their spouse, but they feel like there's a good possibility their spouse is really doing some spiritual changes and some good shifts, yet feels lost and wants to know what you feel. If do you feel like there's another person, and do you think that they'll get back together? Do you think that there's anything that those persons should look out for?
Well, my first, you know, I start to get visions very quickly, and I was going on that, what I was seeing, and I felt like the, you know, you said the person in question asking is the male, because I saw
Yes. An
interesting, okay. What I immediately started seeing, and I never feel that we should invade another person's energy. I do a lot of relationship issue stuff and readings, and we should never invade the other person if they're not involved in the reading. But for the higher good, what serves you to be aware of, that would always be revealed. So with that in context, I saw immediately a woman with a shovel, and she's like digging dirt. And, you know, to me, the metaphor clearly was she's digging for answers. She's digging for looking for that, you know, her answers in life. Now, at the point of seeing that, I didn't know that I had the male asking about the female. Okay. So I think that's going to be important with where this is going to go. The male that was standing behind the person digging was getting all the dirt thrown on him completely. And so I felt that they were in the path of this person's, you know, the shoveling and throwing the dirt at them. And throwing dirt at them could be a very powerful metaphor to, you know, he's standing there, he's taking all the dirt, you know, he's not feeling good about himself, because dirt, being all dirty, usually doesn't make you feel that way. You don't feel good about yourself. But I also saw, you know, I felt a little frenzy energy around the person with the shovel, the feminine, and, you know, the digging. So I felt also to put compassion there to that person, because I felt they're really in a deep search for who they are. But the thing about going into the dirt is also you're dealing with the reflection of looking down for the answers, or looking on the earth's level for the answers, and not up into the spirit, you know, into higher awareness or higher consciousness. And, I mean, it always comes back to that, you know, in anything, being open. Now, to be standing in the pathway in the past, I feel with him that he could be holding on to too much of the past energy of the relationship. And the past is yesterday. It doesn't always have to be 5 years ago or, you know what I mean, 10 years ago or a childhood thing. There's a lot of, you know, standing in the pathway, and I felt that the guidance would be is to choose to walk a few steps to, you know, left or right, and get out of the way of the dirt. And, you know, you might be able to do that with doing some energy, you know, a little visualization of today I choose to walk on my divine path, and I am the divine acceptance of the relationship that I am in. And in the same breath, share that vibrationally or in thought with the partner. So again, you're bringing energy into the relationship, not necessarily to the person. You know, I embrace our relationship to be in its most, its divine acceptance and divine healing. And then that would move him away from standing in the range of fire of that other person's stuff, that even as in a relationship individually, we each have our own personal, you know, things that we're going through. You know, and so with our own relationship with ourself, and that's where it comes back to being, if you focus on the relationship you have with yourself, a partnership, it's going to flow into all, you know, all the little channels of who you're connected to. And you have to, in that divine individuality, really stay in order for even a relationship you're in to heal. And it's not so much what they're doing or who they're doing it with or will we get back together. In the frequency it is now, you probably wouldn't want to be together. So raise the frequency so it can, you can find that sense of peace, so you make decisions in that place.
That makes sense to me that it's probably the reason I feel intuitively that they are going through whatever they're going through, is that they needed to make that shift. They did need to step away and take their space. But it seems like people like to take things personal.
But standing there taking all that dirt, it's like you're in a sense in a victim role, and that, you know, that doesn't serve anyone to be in the victim role. That's for sure, because you get smothered in dirt. You know, you sink. He could be feeling quite low if he isn't already.
And that makes sense. So just let it be, just one step at a time. You know, step at a time, and that makes sense to me. So thank you for that. And we have Deborah on line 3. Welcome to interviews, Deborah.
Hello, good day, and happy solstice to Kimberly and Beth Lynch. I'm calling. I don't have a question, and I was a student of Beth Lynch's about 12 years ago. She was my first psychic development teacher.
Oh my gosh. Oh, hello.
And I just had to call up to let everybody know she's the real deal, the real thing. And she really helped me tune in and trust myself and my gifts and the universe. And through that process, it took, you know, a few years later, I actually became a professional intuitive and intuitive teacher and all that stuff. I'm now retired, but it was a wild ride, and it all started with Beth and her sister and the wonderful classes they gave. And I'm so happy to hear her on the radio now and reaching even a broader audience.
Thank you, Deborah.
You're an angel.
Is this Deborah from California?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. Bless you. You're so sweet. Thank you. And I'm sure my sister's listening in from South Florida right now.
Yes. Say
smiling.
Hi to her.
That's very nice of you to call. I really appreciate that.
And
yeah,
I'll
be tuning in to you every week. So, Kimmy, you got a good one here.
I'm going to say that when I was shared your name, I can tell you that the person that sent that email in, I know, and you are 100% on the money without even hearing that person's voice. So you're very good at what you do, and we are excited to have you as part of the show. So
thank you.
It's a very much a blessing to have you on it. And I'm going to have you give out your contact information so people know how to get a hold of you and if you have anything going on.
I would say the easiest way is the website, which is www.beth-lynch.com. And also my phone, which is 315-521-2588. And it's BethLynch444@yahoo.com for email. And always have, as far as classes, here where I'm living at this time in upstate New York, I have open groups of circles, which are channeling circles, meditation and channeling, and then I have healing circles. There is no fee for those. I have those going on, but I know your audience is quite big, but people who in my area do know, and I know that I'm blessed that they do come and see me. But the Journey to Light meditation correspondence course is always there and available for people that I can work with online, and also any of my readings, whether it be a channeling or even a inner light healing, it can be done via the phone as well. And so that's, you know, always going on. And I do go and do seminars, and I bring the Inner Light Awareness Practitioner Program to people's centers if they're ever interested. I do a lot of traveling, and I, you know, can bring it there, and it takes a couple days to go through that program, and it's a higher awareness course. Hello?
Hello?
Oop, I think she must have hung up. You know,
that's
the Inner
okay.
Light course can be taken, you know, I can come, you know, to anyone's center. I'm always open for seminars and retreats and things like that.
So you will go to them, and that's what I think is great. And they can also call you to connect with you. I've got an email here from Linda, and Linda's from North Carolina. She said she's on your website. She said she'd like to hear more. And is excited to find out what you're going to, how you're going to be connecting with people weekly on the program. She'd like to learn more about how to connect. So maybe one of the things we can work with is those intuitive opening, those tips to connect, because I think that in this time is so important. Do you feel that? Do you feel that we're going through a big shift right now? Like something big is going on that people are wanting to wake up more?
Yes, I feel, I remember in a reading, it was a little while ago, but it's been through the feeling of this acceleration and the sensitivity. You know, people who are not maybe aware of the terms that some of the things that we're saying and stuff, you know, that sensitivity to the emotions around them, to the ones they're having, to their unresolved ones, is really, you know, that shift, like that, those are like the signs or the symptoms. Come, let me out, let me understand me, learn about me, and, you know who you are, and these things just start to happen. And I think if we, you know, I remember once in a reading hearing, you have evolved. I remember feel like putting out a question, why are we, you know, why is there, you know, there, some of the hard things that we see, whether it be crime and, you know, war and other things, and I remember just putting it out, why are we here? Why are we doing this again? Why are we not, you know, as a consciousness, what are we missing? And I remember hearing back, and I put that out there, and it wasn't within a couple days that I was just like, I mean, washing my dishes, for some reason, I tend to get these moments of, woof, there's, oh, my God, you know what I mean? And I heard clearly, you have evolved as a species. You have evolved technically, but you have not evolved spiritually at the same pace. So we've, as a consciousness, we are so amazingly in technology where we're at, you know, and we'll look at it, you know, technology where we're at. It's amazing. But spiritually, we have not evolved. And spiritually, to me, when you take the word spirituality and break it down to spiritual reality, you're in the reality of your spirit, you know, and everything is self, personality, and spirit, getting to know each other. We are all those two things, that duality, you know, and we have to unite those and quit separating them. We constantly separate. I want more time to be spiritual. I want to be, how do I be more spiritual? It is not a separation.
Right.
It's one, self and spirit, best friends. But,
I love when you, that, because it is true. It is that, and it's something that we have inside of us, and it's so simple. We make it so difficult. I want to know more about your book. Tell everybody about your book. And
Journey to Light. The Journey to Light, Meditation for the Soul. It started out one week when I was getting some emails and calls, and like, I want to learn to meditate, or I want to do this, and I don't know, I don't have time, and I can't come because I don't live near you. And I started like, oh my gosh, in one week I had like 8 emails or something, and I'm like, how do I reach these people? You know, and again, through meditation, through just the intention of the day I put out, show me how. I want to be open to reach people that, you know, maybe can't come and sit with me in a session or do a workshop or a class. And as I put it out there, I remembered going through a course myself 5 or 6 years ago where I've studied at Delphi in McKaysville, Georgia, an amazing meditation and energy place where I learned right from the beginning to trust who you are and spirit, and can't say enough about them. And I why don't I make a program where I can work online with people? So I kind of said, well, when will I have the time to do that? You know, I don't have the time to do that. You know, I'm a mother and, keeping my appointments and sessions going. And so I started to have experiences in my own meditations, like, well, just write this down. And I started jotting a few things down. And then one week I went down to the lake and I was walking. This all happened very quickly in a period of a couple weeks, probably from beginning to end. And I walked down to the lake and I did a little meditation, and I was sitting there. I literally saw my chakras start opening with the colors. And for those who aren't familiar with the chakras, it's the 7 major doorways, and they resonate to color and sound, and that where thought and emotion will travel in, at least the frequency of thought and emotion. It's like putting it in a nutshell. I'm sure you know, right, Kimberly?
Yeah, it may
be a real nutshell, but
that's
pretty much what it is.
I think that's a perfect way to explain it.
Yeah, it's in and out. It's in and out, the chakras. And I was sitting there just chanting the sound of the chakras, which I was already teaching in the Inner Light Awareness Program. And all of a sudden, as I was going through it, I was just like totally, I didn't care who was walking by at that point. I was letting it out toward the water. And I heard in my head, third week. And I went, third week? And then I realized it was the third week of a program that I actually said I wanted, you better show me how to put this program together. You know, and it kind of hit me like, wow, this is the third week. So I went home, and then you take your logical mind and you write these things down and you put it together. And I realized in a matter of a month or so, I had a 6-week class. And so I started doing it more online. I put it out there, and I had, you know, a great response right off the bat. And I've been doing it now for, I think, about 4 years, this particular program. And not long ago, just felt, you know what, it needs to be a manual so I can help others. Maybe not everybody can do the program and work one-on-one for 6 weeks, you know, or you know, they're at a place where if they had a manual, they could actually just read their meditations and stretch their conscious mind and connect and unite the self and spirit, because that's what it's about, the self and the spirit becoming one on a daily basis. If you got 10 minutes to read something, you could make time for this. And again, that's where it birthed from. And then from there, you know, now I have, you know, people can just take the manual and go through it as they want, or if they want me to come along, you know, as an intuitive consultant with them, they can have that option. So there's many different ways to utilize it, but it's simple, and it evolves each, you know, there's 6 weeks or six lessons, five meditations in each one. And, you know, you can pick and choose. I always encourage go from beginning to end the first time, even if I'm, and especially if I'm not doing it with you. But go, you know, just have the experiences. It trains you. It's kind of like disciplining the mind to go into, you know, okay, step one, step two, breathing, you know, visualizing. If you don't see, you see, feel, or know. And I constantly encourage that because not everybody's a seer. You know, see, feel, or know. You know, you're walking down this path to this bench. You know what I mean? See, feel, or know. And you learn to stretch your ability to trust yourself, I think, and you're, you know, utilizing your imagination, your visualization, and your breath all along, the natural relationship to the spirit starts to happen.
And that is the and that is so important. And Beth, I cannot believe it is time for us to sign off. I want to give out your contact information so people know how to get a hold of you.
Mm-hmm. That's www.beth-lynch.com, or you can email me at bethlynch444@yahoo.com. And again, the phone number is 315-521-2588. And I thank you so much, Kimberly, for allowing me to be on, and I would definitely look forward to a future, you know, future time.
I feel a connection. And Journey to the Light, A Meditation for the Soul. Pick up her book. It's a wonderful book. And bless you. Have a very happy holiday. Thanks, Beth.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
And I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. Be good, be safe, but most of all, just be. If you want to get more information on how to get a hold of me, you can go to KimmyRose.com. I am available to do readings. And also, if you'd like to experience a CCT session, if you want to connect directly with intent, and this is the law of attraction, the true law of attraction happening all at once. I do that over the phone and also in person, and I'm doing right now where you can do two sessions, and it's the price of one. I believe in this. It has shifted my life. Go to KimmyRose.com for more information. Peace. Bless you. Talk to you next week on Interviews.